Achareishis Karnu, this parak is very, very important. It's probably the most important parak. Okay? It's a Neurotika parak. And it's very, very embarrassing parak. We're going to learn it for a few weeks. Achareishis Karnu, Shemois, Hamidois, Haikarius, we're continuing our trip, our travels, to get in touch with ourselves, to find out what we're all about. After we've mentioned the different midas which are sitting inside us, nesting inside us, we now have to meet face to face with the koyach, with the force. Asher al yodai hamidas mo'oyrois a son of the foolis. Halai, the midas are ruchnias dika, forces which sit inside you. In order for the media to get you to do something, there is a bridge, there is an agent, koyach zehu hadimyon. This koyach is called fantasy, dimyon. Hamida atzma, the media itself, moifia b'tayda asenu, appears in our consciousness, rak aydei dimyonis, kolaymar, tziyurim shaynim, different pictures, Hamitarim lanu bibihirus rabba, which describes to us with tremendous clarity, es asher hamida shayefes elof. For example, right? We'll start with an extreme example. A guy who's a crook. Let's say a guy who's a taiva for kesef. So he's only going to rob a bank, right? Which is an act of midas rois. Only after it comes into his mind, after it comes into his consciousness, a picture of what he's going to do with the money afterwards. That means if he wouldn't have a koyach called dimyon, let's say it wouldn't be a thing called fantasy, you wouldn't be able to taste and feel the pleasure of getting the money afterwards. So the mida wouldn't have a way, a manner, and how to get you to go do something. In other words, what he's saying is a two-step process. The mida is a taiva, is a kina, is a kas. It creates in your mind a dimyon of that thing. Okay? And memela, you have a cheshik for that thing. So that's the manner how midas get you to do things. The mida itself is an intellectual concept. The mida itself doesn't apply to you. It's sitting there. But how does it get you to get up in the middle of Seder, you're learning, let's say, right? We're all learning, you're learning 15, 20 minutes, you just started to learn, you just sat down, and all of a sudden, you get up, and you have to go buy yourself a cold drink. It's in the summer, you have to go buy yourself ices, right? Now, the process that I'm going to describe takes a millisecond. But what's happening is that you're a dimyon. I'm not talking about when you're thirsty. Right? Nobody's thirsty every 15 seconds, 15 minutes. The terrace is that your dimyon pictures in your mind, you know those Coke ads? The ice dripping down slowly on the can of Coke, right? You know the Eder Hamid? You saw it ever? Many times. Yeah, so you're bucky in it. Chazor is a good lach. Is Memela, in your mind, you have the geschmack, the dimyon, you have the dimyon of the pleasure of Coca-Cola. Richtig? Memela, you have the dimyon of the Coca-Cola already. That gives you, you already can taste it, you can feel it. Is memela, that's what gets you to go out and go get it. So it's not, a person has a taiva, let's say, for gashmis. We all do, we all have a taiva for Coca-Cola, I presume. Some people like ginger, some people like club soda. Oh, but we're talking about B'nai Torah. You hear? the pshat is that the taiva for gashmis, right, that a person has, exercises itself through the koyach of the dimyon, that you can feel the taste already, and you already can picture the pleasure that you're going to get. Now, the mashal I'm bringing is a very low level mashal, but it applies to come out everything we do. Hadimyon continues, the fantasy of a person mitayr lanu hanos v'tanugim izeh, describes to us pleasures and geshmak ezachen on one hand, u'mulchama v'shoya, and on the other hand, it can describe wars, holocaust, machla, sickness, but also and catastrophes, either on the other hand. Kol mashu mitar lanu, Everything that the Dimyon describes to us, chai lefnei einenu, is alive. Vanu royim es atzmenu mamish b'matzavim she'adimyon mitar lanu. And we see ourselves, we feel we're in that matziv. Uberega she'atzir oimed lefneinu. And when we have that fantasy in our mind, anu margishin mamish, we feel kol ma she'alulu mehargish b'ayis ha'matziv. Right? A guy could be sitting in his slum dira in Beis Yisrael. And he closes his eyes and he's thinking about how he's going to be a millionaire. Not a millionaire, a 10 millionaire. And he's not going to have one car but two cars. And not one house but two houses. One in Flatbush and one in the mountains. And that's them two houses. And he has everything down to the details. And you're lying in bed and you know, your ceiling is dripping down there. You're going to go basically stroll. And you feel like $1 million. You feel rich, you feel b'chuvit, you feel good about yourself. I'm not going to ask whether any of you ever experienced such an experience. Like he says, some people think about $1 million, some people are in the Warsaw Ghetto when they're lying in their bed at night. Everyone has their own demyonis. But one of the most important things about the Sefer is that every person who has demyonis thinks he's the only one in the world who has demyonis, and he's the only one who feels it. He says that Ali Shiro, no, there's somebody else out there who has like that. When a person has a demyon, he's living the dimyon. And the koyach of dimyon is shocking. You can cry, you can get upset, you can get angry, you want to kill the guy. Nothing happened, nobody did anything to you. But you're ready for dimyon that he's going to do a zazach to the zach, and you're going to say this, and he's going to say that, and what happens, you say that, you're going to say that back to him, and then he says that back to you. And you forget for a second that you're living in a, nothing happened. You're lying in your bed, the water's still dripping. Yeah? And nothing happened. Garnish, nothing happened. You know, and by the way, the film changes quicker than on LL. You hear, one minute you're a millionaire, and then one minute you're sick and dying, and the next minute you're this, and the next minute you're in a fight with somebody, and the next minute you... Why should I give you... There's no choice of examples. It goes non-stop. That's the curse of dimming. Now, when a person thinks about it, which nobody ever does, it's a shocking thing. What is that? What is this thing? What is this thing? What is this curse over here? And so a person says, maybe something wrong with me, maybe I'm psychiatric. I'm telling you, everybody has it. If he printed it in the safe over here, page Kuf Nun, so the shot is that, and he says, this is the main koyach. So everybody has a koyach adimin. What is this thing? The terrorist is, it's a force in a person. It doesn't make any sense logically. What do you mean? You're not a millionaire, and you're not in the middle of what he calls, and you're not, you know, little kids have demyonis, it's gewaldic. But adults carry with them the same demyonis, right? I saw in the Bochum, by the way, that they give him a dama the day scoring the touchdown in the Super Bowl. You're lying in who knows where, and you can hardly move. But they're the one who hit the home run of the World Series, and the crowd is cheering. You can hear the roar of the crowd. You can hear it. You can tell somebody to turn down the thing because you can't hear the crowd. They're making so much noise. That's the curse of dimin. That's the curse of a mitzias of dimin. A person can live the zach. We saw Salanta writes in all his letters that Kosh Baruch Hu gave the curse of dimin, that a person should use it to imagine what loss of love it looks like. And if you imagine what the din loss of love is going to look like, loss of love, when a person comes to the Bezen Shemala, what they're going to ask him, a koyach adimin of how Gehenim looks, how Gan Eden looks. A person was given the koyach adimin to use it for positive things. Rishon writes it about Allah. Rishon writes that the biggest koyach that a person has is the koyach adimin to be able to feel the pain of the einish that comes afterwards, and the tainug of the schar that comes afterwards. A person has the ability to feel it. But akoponim, in a negative way, this is the tool that the midis use to get you to do things. The midas use you to create a picture in your mind. The midas creates a picture and you act according to the picture. It's in every midah like that, by the way. If a person wouldn't have the picture in his mind that the midah transmits to your brain, you wouldn't have what to do. So you're acting according to a dimyon in your mind. Either a dimyon of a pleasure that you're going to get, or a dimyon of a reaction. It means if in anger, for example, if I slap the guy across the face, or I give him a punch, or I say any nasty thing, I'll get this and this result. But you already have in your mind the result that you want to get after you punch the guy. Is that not true? Is that true? If you wouldn't have in your mind a fixed dimyon of what the result's going to be when you punch the guy, you wouldn't do it. Nobody does things which are crazy. The answer is you have in your mind a fixed result of a dimyon of what you're going to get out of it if you punch it. You're going to get some sort of relief, you're going to get some sort of satisfaction, you're going to get some sort of geschmack, but you can already taste the geschmack. What's the tiefke that people say, the what's the thing when a person wants to make comma, for example, right? So the, what's the word in English? The
revenge.
Sweet revenge. The revenge is sweet before you do it. There's a tifkai there. The sweetness of the revenge, you can taste before you do the revenge. That's why you do it. If you wouldn't be able to taste the sweetness of the revenge before you do it, you wouldn't be motivated to do it. The motivation to go do the revenge, to go do the, is because it's, you can taste the sweetness already. You can feel it. You can touch it. That's the koyach of dimming. Otherwise, you wouldn't have motivation to do it. If a person wouldn't be able to feel and picture the geschmack that you get out of saying out of doing the kama to somebody, then you wouldn't do it in the kama. You'd have no motivation to do it. You'd have no cheshik to do it. You'd have no drive to do it. So the dimian is the powerful force that gets a person to do. He brings down a shocking svarna. The svarna says in Brachos, "V'hanochosh hu asotan." Listen to this quote. It's a shocking thing. Hu ayetzahara rav hanezek. The yetzahara is the sotan, is the nochosh, with tremendous damage, imiut heyesenira, hagam, he's barely seen, and hagam, you can hardly see him. Don't get fooled, he does tremendous damage. Ka'omruzal, Chazal said, Shahoya Samoel Reichav Olav, the Malach Samoel, the Sultan, was riding on the Nachosh. Now look what he says, Svana, Arishan. Vuhu, this is one of the most important pieces that I've seen ever. Shakoya Hamachti, the koyach in a person which makes him sin, yasezo, accomplishes it, be'emtoyis hakoyach hamidame, in the means, through the way of the koyach of fantasy, hamoivol elov, which brings to him, says the Sfarnoi, dimyoine tanugim hachomim, it brings a person to fantasies, to dimyoines of gashmias pleasures, hamatim, and it's these dimyoines that take him off miderech hashlemus. Ki omnom hakoyach hamisave, the koyach of taiva, im, together with dimyoni hatanugim, with the pictures of the tanugim, hamovilim elov heim, they are the forces hamitzavim lekoyachas hagashmis, which command, which control the physical forces, vapoyalim hamachtiim kavonas v'rotzon hakel yisborach, which sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Kishelo yiskoimim aleim koyach hasichli, if the koyach hasichli will not stand up against v'imocha b'hem. Shocking svarna. The svarna in his short words claims that the koyach of the Yetzirah is a two-step process. There's the koyach hamachti. A person has in him a koyach hamachti. We don't know why we have a cheshek to do an aveira. When we talk about averus here, we're talking about the Meshicha after Olam Hazeh, okay? Which is the root of almost all averus. Olam Hazeh is the Choshev Hazach, which draws us in. There's no logic to it. It's a Koyach HaMachti, right? It's a spiritual force. A person has to recognize it, by the way. That means a person doesn't do averus because he's in a bad mood, and a person doesn't do averus because he's bad. A person doesn't do averus because the Koyach HaMachti, the Satan, the Yetzirah, is talking. We feel like it's us that's talking, but it's not. It's a koyach hamachti. By the way, this hakora, that averus that we do come from a koyach hamachti as opposed to etzim needs that we have, is the first step in a person fixing himself. Kol zman a person feels that the needs that he has is himself, and he doesn't have the recognition that it's a koyach hamachti, so then the word is there's no hope b'chal, because you can't go destroy yourself. It's you. This is what I want. What can I do? But over here he's describing what's happening. There's a thing called a koyach hamachti. He's called a son. He's called the Yetzirah. It's a koyach hamachti. That's his job. He gets paid for that. That's his job. He's a son who Yetzirah, who Samuel, Malach HaMavis. His job is to do bad, is to get you to sin. How does he get you to sin? Says the Sfarna, a shocking thing. The koyach hamachti takes the Dimyoni HaTanugim, he puts the Dimyonis in your head, makes you feel them. When you feel the Tanug, you want it. If there wouldn't be a thing called fantasy in the world that a person would be able... Fantasy, by the way, is not a mind thing. It's a body thing. You feel it. You can feel the pleasure. Right? When a person thinks about food that he wants, his mouth salivates. It's a mitzias, by the way. Everybody knows that. What's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is, it's a mitzias, a biological mitzias. Of course, it's one of the... By the way, one of the great rayas of the combination of the neshama with the guf. that a person can take a neshama. What happened? What's going on? Nothing happened. You didn't eat anything. The teretz is there's a tremendous hashpa that a person's intellectual part has on his body. That a person could be thinking about the zach and it starts thinking. These are things that nobody thinks about, but it's a noyudic power. Is if there wouldn't be that koyach that I can have a hashpa on my guf idea dimin, I would never feel the need for the taiva. I would never feel the need. By the way, we're not talking about taivas only of noshim and achil. We're talking about any taiva, anything that a person wants to do. Kino, all these things are things that we feel with the koyach of dimin. We can think about the pain or the jealousy or the pleasure that I'll have if that guy will have or that guy won't have. If we wouldn't have those koyachas in our head, and we wouldn't fantasize about gashmis, about olam hazeh, we wouldn't be drawn to, on a practical level, we wouldn't do averus, or we wouldn't do most averus, okay? So the primary tool, we're going now a step further. After we've established that a person has in him sitting midas, which are spiritual forces, the primary tool by which, there are three parts to it, excuse me, not two parts, let's do it carefully. There's a koyach ha-machti, then there's a koyach ha-medame, and then there's the koyches ha-gashmiyim, then there's your hands, you go to the store to buy the coke. I'm not saying that buying coke is an aver. I don't want to go through the whole dessert controversy again. I'm saying buy your coke. So I keep using beer mashallah. We're talking, I'm using coke for nothing wrong with coke. Yeah. The three parts says this one. We're looking at a rishon over here. It's very important. There are three parts. There's a koyach hamachti, that's the midah. Then there's a koyach hadimin, which creates the picture, which creates the need. And the third part is the koyach hadimin makes your body, the koyach hagashmiyim, go do it. Every action that we do is composed of these three parts. The reason why we don't notice it is for two reasons. A, we don't check to notice it. We don't pay attention to our meisim. And B, it's very, very fast. It's faster than the speed of light. The beginning of a person's tikkun is when he sees this process. That means we're looking at the first time at a very careful breakdown and analysis of why we do what we do. And what the Sfarno is saying over here is that there are three steps in every time we do something. There's a koyach hamachti with the axe up. The koyach hamachti kicks in the dimin, and the dimin gets you to do. Says the Sfarno, what's the etzah? Look at the last line. Yiskoimim aleim koyach hasichli. The koyach hasichli could say, wait a minute, stop fantasizing. You're not being basic with anything that has real meaning. Which is a neuritika takona, by the way. What he's saying is a neuritika etzah. This is, by the way, an etzah on a practical level. Paloi, he's going to say in the paragraph, that most people spend most of their lives in Dimion land. Young, you see them? What? That's what it is. Most people spend, if they would make an MRI, they would be able to read your minds, or everybody's minds, right? Or you can go to Mekubal, just as good. You hear? Either one. If they'd be able to read your minds and tell you what you were thinking about, is most of the world, I'm not saying most people in this room because I don't know, but most of the Bria spends most of their time Fadimin Zich. If you're stupid, so you're Fadimin Zich about stupid things, right? And if you're older, you're Fadimin Zich about more important things like money. And if you're even older, everyone's Fadimin Zich, whether it's COVID, by the way, for example, COVID. COVID is a major topic in the Dimian world. Person sits and thinks about how he's going to get COVID, if he doesn't this, if he says this and this. And it can be from small things to big things. The more musogim you have in COVID, the bigger it gets. But everybody on their level. So most people can spend their whole life in Dimian. So he's saying, if a person understands that you came into the world to use your seichel, and when you're fantasizing, you push it not existing, by the way, that knocks out a huge amount of the pipeline from the koyach hamachti to the koyach hagashmim. That your seichel to be miskoyim and say, like, what are you doing? What are you in Hollywood for 25 hours a day? What are you spending your life in fantasy land? That's not the real world. It doesn't exist. And the koyach haseichel is the key fight against this koyach. That means if you want to stop the bridge between the midas and the koyach hamafal hagashmiyim, you can knock out the koyach hadimin. And if a person trains his mind, which is an avoid of 20 years, but if a person trains his mind not to fantasize, he only lives emes. He's going to say it in a minute. He's going to live emesdik. That means his mind, you've knocked out already 60% of sin. Okay. Because the pipeline that the midas do to get you to do chet is demyonis. And everybody knows that this is the mitzias and emes. And a person lives his life kuloi b'seichel. He lives his life mafadimint. So he's knocked out already a huge chunk of averus in his life, a huge chunk of avodas Hashem. He continues. Hadimyonis masikin asana kokach. The world of fantasy keeps us so busy, shalafamim, that sometimes anu mishtashim bitzirim hachayim shal tanugim, that we play around with these fantasized pictures in our heads, shal tanugim, of pleasures, kilu hayim amashim, as if the mamash real, v'anu mevalim, and we spend time, uvatlim, and we waste time, behind man rav. Hain anu chayim bo'olam hadimyon, we're living in the world of dimyon, olam shalem shal dimyonis tanugim, a whole entire world of fantasy pleasures, upachachov, and fake fears. Bazeh, and this is the critical paragraph in this parak. Bazeh, in this nekuda, mahava hadimyon es hanigud hakitzoni el seichel. Dimyon is the extreme opposite of seichel. Haseichel shayef. Haseichel shayef. The seichel is drawn, is longing, le'emes, metzius. By the way, the seichel is the neshama. The seichel is longing for emes and metzius. The seichel is looking for reality, for emes. Val yodoi, and through this reality, anu oimnu, we can establish and attain hasagas ruchnius, ruchnius dik accomplishments, which are real. Val chiyuvenu v'olamenu, and our obligation in this world. Omnom, I want to stop here for a second because the next line is even more important. You know, I always speak to Bokhrim and I always speak all the time. You hear from Bokhrim and you're going to go back to America, you go back to the trade for world there. Excuse me for saying so. And sometimes I speak to Bokhrim, you hear like, what's wrong with TV, movies, novels? Talk about kosher novels. If there's inappropriate things in the book there, so it's a Vizayu de Gila Rice, it's a Rag Vayavar, that you know, I don't have to tell you. Right? The person who reads a book that has inappropriate passages there, so it's a Vizayu de Gila Rice, it's a Suffolk in Rag Vayavar. Could be for Goy will tell you to read this, could be Chayv, maybe kill yourself. It's like a Sephyskin, that we'll talk about a different time. You don't know that? You don't know that, huh? This is it. Say it. So likewise, we're not talking about watching movies that have trade for things that have gila rice in it or inappropriate things. That means there's no ladies in it, obviously. It's an old man movie, right? There's a lady in it. The Gemara says in Hedin that there was a guy who was having a heart attack. He wanted to see a lady, and the Gemara said, let him die. Right? So if you're an LL thing and they're showing movies, and if you're going to die without seeing the movie, better die. They'll land, make a special landing in London for you. There's a Hebrew Kaddisha there. What types of modern Orthodox, Haredi, whatever you want. That's the din. So we're not talking about things like that. We're talking about watching face, you know, one of these programs on dolphins from National Geographic, something like that. It's not a good muscle because the dolphins exist. We're talking about some stupidity. Yeah, there's no Gila Rice there, there's no Nivul Peh, there's no Kfir there. So nobody looks at it, never, right? However, Naniach, you find it. What's wrong with it? You have a book, a novel. I'm not talking about a Zach, which I'm talking about a Goyish novel, because some of the first of all, a person needs something, a little bit of leisure reading, and most of the Jewish books you can get something out of. I'm not talking about these spy books that they called Moshe and Wergul, and then the guy did Valtshuva. I'm talking about something which you can get something out of. It's good to read sometimes, it's relaxing sometimes, and I don't want to come across extreme because everyone has a leisure things and there is what to read, Baruch Hashem, today, kosher things. I'm talking about a trade for novel, about a spy thing, and what he called, and Yukrich Arayin, down in the Kremlin Arayin, and on the submarine. Fragment and Kasha, you hear? What's the problem with it? I didn't say it's an Avera, by the way, so don't get extreme, okay? So don't go come home and take it out of your mother's hand right away, yeah? I'm not talking about Averis. What's the problem with steiging? So everyone's under the impression that the problem with all these things, and I'm not saying you should do it or should do it, I'm discussing what the problem is, because we're not talking about Averis, I can say it, right? I don't want to be extreme with Hamlets. What's the problem with it? Whether you do it or not is your choice, but I want you to understand what's the issue. Forget about the Gila Reis, and forget about the Shmutz, and forget about all that. That's not Jewish. We're not discussing it. Nobody has that. The Shrevish of the Zach is that all these things are dimyon. And dimyon is the opposite of the seichel. So the more a person pours into his head the koyach dimyon, he turns his head into a sponge. So all these fantasy books and all these novels where you're doing who knows what and you're watching who knows what, and it's not reality. It's not reality, right? So the word is, you're feeding the koyach hadimyon of yours. The koyach hadimyon is, like he said, the nigud hakitzayni ala seichel. It's the extreme opposite of seichel. Seichel is emes, and seichel is mitzias. Tyra and ruchanias is mitzias, it's emes. So when a person feeds the dimyon part of him, you're destroying the seichel part of you. You're destroying it. Yeah, you only have X amount of brain cells in your head. You're filling it up. So those part of the brain cells become a sponge. They open up after 120, right? And they find a sponge there. There's nothing there. There's no seichel. There's no mitzias there. You're detached from reality. The mitzias of Torah's MS is that it's reality itself. So the opposite of Torah is dimyon. And the whole world today is one big world of dimyon. Advertising is a world of dimyon, and movies is a world of dimyon, and TVs is dimyon, and books are all dimyon, and all the everything is coming to activate your dimyon. That's why everyone has such a hard time learning Tosfos, by the way. The only reason why you have a hard time learning Tosfos is not because you're stupid or you're dyslexic. Nothing to do with that. And not because the Tosfos is so hard. It's because everyone's heads are sponges. And the heads have been fed so much junk. And junk, I'm not talking about Averis. I'm not talking about Averis. Averis is something else. I'm talking about sponge. Your heads have been fed with so much dimyon from the day you're born. And the dimyon's been supported. And tons and tons and tons and tons of not reality. And then you try to focus on atysis. It's first of all on two levels. First of all, your head's flying all over. All over. You try to learn a thesis, and one minute you're in Bangkok, and the next minute you're in Hong Kong, and the next minute you're in Bar Park, and the next minute you're by Shabbos by your cousin, and the second lady you're sitting in camp singing Color War, and the second, and right? You probably got it? What? You're waiting for something, right? You didn't want to be left out. You were insulted all day, right? Picnic. And a minute later you're back at your bar mitzvah. You start the thesis again. You're back in your Hanukkah party in P1A where your mother came late. And have a good dimyon also, by the way. Don't think. Yeah, it comes with the thing. You want me to go on? We can go on all night and a whole day tomorrow and the day after. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And in the middle, your chavrusa says, "What do you say? Right? What do you say? What's the kasha tesis? You're kasha tesis. You're at the Hanukkah party, right? And he's at his sister's wedding. By the way, that's why nobody can learn. That's Aleph. That's on a technical level. Because the dimyon rules. Our natural state is a state of dimyon, not a state of seichel. On a deeper level, that's on a practical. That's the regular movie that runs the whole day, right? You just jump and jump. You don't need planes. You don't need cell phones. Nothing. We move from continent to continent in milliseconds, light speed of light. And by the way, we participate in everything fully. You're here for a second, you're there for a second, you're there for a second, you're there for a second, you're angry at that guy, you're thinking about that guy, it's Gewaldic. Yeah? But that's the superficial problem. On a deep level, our heads are sponges. Abbe Heimowitz, how many Coca-Cola commercials have you seen?
A lot.
In this room, we can have a few 10,000 commercials without a problem. Much more every time, which every time, which knows. I'm talking about the senior, yeah? The junior will not say anything, but he should have spoken. The old one's married, yeah? So his award is tens of thousands, no? So heads of sponges. You heads of sponges, including mine. I have 20 years less of what he called, of seeing him. You heads of sponges. A bunch of sponges, and go take a head like this. It's like taking a can of Coca-Cola with the water dripping down slowly, and get it to learn a thesis. Yeah? Go get it to learn a thesis. Go get it to learn a thesis. Stop. So bang head against the wall. Go try to learn a thesis. Yeah? You ever see those guys on the planes that are watching the movie and learning? Well, they're watching the screen, don't they? They're more open. Yeah? It's like trying to do the same thing. Give them a fahari afterwards.
Why would you know those types on the movie?
What? On the movie, give a fair. Go try to learn. Go watch a movie and try to learn Tosfos. You ever tried it? Try to do it. Is that what we do all the time? That's what we're doing. Our heads are movie theaters, and they're constantly. Not just because if you saw movies, you didn't see movies. That's not the issue. We don't need movies. We have our own. And the head constantly runs, and that's because the koyach dimyon is so strong and so developed that it doesn't let us think. And that's why, by the way, the shiur was so hard today. Nobody followed the taste 100%. Because everyone's heads are sponges. It's the painful truth, but that's the mitzvah. Everyone's heads are sponges, and that's why learning's not so hard, by the way. Why is learning become so difficult? Because everyone's heads are sponges. You should know that. I'm saying the honest truth. Everyone's heads are sponges. The Alter Rebbe Kalman used to say, at the end of the day, that he was able to, before he went to sleep, he was able to recreate every machshava he had in his head the entire day. But there's no way we could. Well, if he would be us, he won't be able to do it. Because in 20 minutes by us, we go through what he didn't go through in 3 lifetimes in our heads. That's for sure. These are people which, and then it's very funny, and then everyone wants to be the Alter von Kelm. You want to be the Alter von Kelm, and we have in 20 minutes in our heads what didn't go through his head in a lifetime. And on a practical level, this is probably the biggest battle. When I say the biggest, I don't mean the hardest. It's the most critical battle. Because Kol Zman, a person lives in Dimyon land, and that's where he's rooted. You can't do any real work. You can't learn a Taisis. You can't build any sort of base of knowledge. You can't build any Mitzias of Torah in yourself. Because the two things are opposites in concepts, not just in Mitzias. In Mitzias, they're opposites. Like I said, try to learn watching a movie. But in a deeper level, is your head sponge, or is your brain a sponge, or your brain is a Mitzias? The two things don't go together, you should know.